I truly can say that I thank God for my job, and I love my job. I love what I do. I love getting up in the morning with CCDS on my mind, and I have a job to do, and my job is to go there and to help to prepare nourishment for the entire school. Well, before I started working here at Country Day, I worked at Harris Teeter in the deli. And I was raising kids at the same time. I have four children, three boys and a girl. They're all grown now. They all have children except my youngest one. I came to work here at Charlotte Country Day in 09, I think.
Okay.
I want to say it's 09, and I've been here ever since, and I love it. I love my job. And I love the students. I love the teachers. I love the parents. I mean, I just love what I do. It's not every day that you hear somebody say they love their job or maybe they like their job. It's what you put in it. It's what you get out of it. But I truly can say that I thank God for my job. And I love my job. I love what I do. I love getting up in the morning with CCDS on my mind. And I have a job to do, and my job is to go there and to help to prepare nourishment for the entire school. I did not like it as much as I like Country Day.
Yeah.
But I did. It was a job. It was a job that I had, and I thank God for that job, too. Because, like I said, I was raising kids at the same time, you know, working, single mother raising kids. Now that my kids are older and they're grown out on their own, it's just me. I have my grandchildren and stuff, you know, I see them from time to time. I try to put a lot of love into my job. I put a lot of respect into my job. And I just love it, you know. And the response and the feedback that I get is awesome, you know. When you find something that you really like to do, you know, you can't help but to just hang on to it, you know?
Yeah.
That's just where I'm at when it comes to getting up every day and knowing that God has put me in a position, in a place that I can truly say that I do love.
Yeah. And that's super impressive that you did that while raising children.
Independence High School, I graduated 1983, and my dream was always airline stewardess.
Oh, really?
And like I said, you know, I started having children, and so I'm not going to say those dreams flew away, they just got set aside. That's why I often tell the kids, and you'll probably hear me when I tell the kids, I often tell them, stay in school.
Yeah.
Stay focused.
Yes, you always say
follow
that.
Follow your dream. No, I've only flew in my lifetime. I've only been in an airplane three times. It's just something that I wanted to do. I had a first cousin who was an airline student, and she used to come home and visit the holiday, and she always made it seem so exciting and stuff. And I was young, because she's much older than I was, and I was young. And so I started doing research on it, you know, and I liked it. I said, oh, I think I would like the idea of dressing up in a cute little outfit and helping and serving people, because that's one thing I do love. I'm a very people person. I make family wherever I go. And I think that's something that I could have done. And so that was one of my dreams, of wanting to be an airline steward.
Oh my God, that's interesting.
I love jigsaw puzzles. I love going to the thrift stores.
Me too.
And I also like planting flowers.
Okay, that's awesome.
You name it, I'm there. Freedom Drive here in Charlotte. I go to flea markets. Uh-huh. And a lot of times I may feel like sometimes driving up to Greensboro, they have some thrift stores up there.
Oh, really?
So, but yes, every now and then I love the thrift stores, and I love yard sales, and I like to plant flowers, jigsaw puzzles. And jigsaw puzzles is like one of my biggest things that I do a lot. My hobbies is not big as other people, but to me they're small, but they're my hobbies, and this is what I do enjoy. I do enjoy them. My favorite flowers are impatience. Impatience can withstand. I don't care if it's 180 degrees outside or 105 degrees. Impatience is the only flower that I know of that can withstand a lot of heat. And they won't wither. And they're so beautiful. And they come in different colors. And I often tell my oldest son that when my time comes, you make sure my grave plant impatience. That's what I want. Impatience. I know that sounds silly, but it's the truth. Yes, they have a nice little set, but they're just so beautiful to look at. And normally, when I used to live at this other apartment where I used to live at, I planted impatience in front of my door, and I had all colors, and I got compliments on them every single day.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Well, I love getting into kids' business. It's exciting to hear the things that they do and stuff that they accomplish. I love coming to the football game. I love participating in the activities that they have here on campus when I can.
Yeah.
I do anything to try to help them out if I can. That's a lot of fun. And another thing I like about my job is I love the teachers, especially the lower school teachers. They were some of my first teachers when I first started working here, Mrs. Brady and Mrs. Salvato. Love the teachers. I love the faculty.
The faculty is always awesome. How did the students here impact your life and your friends?
One million percent. I love it. It was a student that graduated here. I want to say 2014, and he gave me the nickname Mama E, and it stuck.
Oh, yes.
I love it. I really do, because that's what I feel like, their mom, away from their mom. So if they have, I often tell them, you got a problem, you need to talk, or just need a hug, just come and find, I don't care how busy I am, I will take the time out and give you a minute or two, you know. But other than that, the kids are a great impact on my life. They are. I love all the activities and everything that's offered to you, young folks. We didn't have that when I was coming up. I learned something new. Seemed like every day that they have here on campus, just like take for instance, this right here, podcast and stuff. I didn't know nothing about no podcast when I was coming up. When I was coming up during high school, during my era. But the campus is exciting. I have a lot of things coming up. I was just telling one of our new employees about Big Saturday. I told her I think that she's going to enjoy it because she has a lot of little kids.
Yeah, Big Saturday is the best.
And I told her you should bring your kids
to. Yeah.
And I said, oh, believe me, you can't miss it, because they talk about it for like a week or two before it comes. And I say, Big Saturday is one of the biggest events that they have here on campus. But my most favorite event is graduation. I try to make graduation every year. I feel like when we start the school year together, I'm going to see you through it at the end of the school year. So that's why I try to participate at graduation.
Yes, graduation is so sweet.
Yes.
Yes.
And plus, I get to come out of uniform and doll up a little bit.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
No.
I do cook on Sunday, but I'm absolutely not. By the time I leave here, it's whatever I got in the refrigerator or I can throw together real quick. But going home cooking a full course, no.
You'd say.
I'll be honest with you. I like soul food. I like a lot of vegetables. I've learned a lot about different vegetables since I've been working here. It's always something that's not good for you that you like. And baked foods. I'm into a lot of baked foods these days, so I like baked foods and stuff like that. I did. My children's aunt, Miss Deborah Greer, works in the cafeteria. She's the one who introduced this job to me.
Oh, really?
And so, but once I got hired here, I started making friends alone. I often tell people, if you step on CCDS campus, you can ask anybody out there who I am. I say, they know who I am. They know why I work. Well, I plan to retire here.
Yeah.
Because after this, I don't think I want to work anywhere. I plan to retire here. Don't know how much longer I'll be able to work. I'm 58 years old, so if it's in God's master plan, I'll try to make it to 60, 65. And so my plans are just to sit back and
just relax.
Just relax and plant flowers and look at TV. I love Netflix.
What are some of your favorite shows?
Oh, wow. I look at a lot of the old classics that I grew up with. And then, but Cowboys is actually my favorite all time. I love old Western cowboy movies. I'm into it every weekend. If I don't have choir rehearsal or something to do outside the house, I'm like, if I have to go and run errands, you best believe I'm coming back. TV's on, cowboy movies. But I love my cowboy movies. I really do.
I need to look at those. And yeah, when I was interviewing one of the other lunch ladies in there, she said that you're a really good singer. I had no idea.
I've been singing on a choir since I was 6 years old.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love to sing.
With you?
They are. It's just like CCDS is a family.
Yeah.
I often say that we are one big family, and then just like my, it's what you put into it. It's a lot. It's going to choir rehearsal, it's a lot. You know, especially if you're learning a new song. And you have to listen to each. Performance is 2020. Now, we're talking about doing something, like some things coming up this up spring and summertime, but we haven't really been traveling since 2020 because of the pandemic. I want to say the year right before the pandemic, the last time we went out of town was Washington, D.C. My choir sung in the Rotunda in Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
Sang in the Rotunda, and that was really exciting.
Yeah, that sounds super exciting.
Yes.
So what did y'all do when there was COVID, or like COVID was bad?
We had to just like space out, and then they section off the choir. And it was kind of a hard thing to do. We couldn't do a lot of songs that we normally do. A lot of times we stuck with a lot of hymns and stuff. And I want to be honest with you, and I don't want to hurt nobody's feeling. I am not a hymn person.
Yeah.
I mean, we stuck with a lot of hymns and stuff. And that was, for me, that was hard to get through.
Mm-hmm.
But once everything started coming back together, and I was glad. That going through the pandemic, that really put a halt. I can only speak for me. That tore me up. I
mean, yeah, me as well.
I'm like, wow. I mean, you couldn't hardly do anything or go anywhere, and it's okay. And you have to be extra careful. So, but a lot of times we just like spaced the choir out, and so many people would sing, and then we just stuck to hymns. We didn't really have choir rehearsal or try to learn new songs until we got over that.
Right. Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you for having me. I have enjoyed this. Thank you so much.
Of course.
I forgot I was at work.